On the Fly with Jaymont G, roving the grounds of Oshkosh, covering air venture A to Z. In Warbirds, in Ultralights, down on the farm, at the Museum and Pioneer Airport, at the Seaplane Base, over at the Vintage Red Barn, at the EAA Air Academy, at the Aviation Learning Center, at Lightsport. On the Fly is on the air. And now, your host, Jaymont G.
And here we are down on the farm. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon shaping up here at AirVenture 2011. A lot of activity out here today. The clouds have burned off, or they are in the process of burning off quite nicely now. And there's a lot of aviating going on. Even down here in ultralights, all kinds of helicopter activity out on the ultralight runway this afternoon. We are joined now by a fellow by the name of Steve Magic, and Steve is a co-chairman down here on the farm at Ultralights. Good afternoon, Steve.
How are you?
Good. It's beautiful, a little humid for me personally, but I'll take this over rain any day.
Welcome down on the farm.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit about your area down here.
Well, we support light aviation in general, anything from helicopters to fixed-wing, flex-wing aircraft. All are welcome. We fly as much as we can out here. This year, we have a salute to the Quicksilver line of aircraft, and we hope for a good turnout through the weekend with lots of flying going on, and it's much cooler up there.
Excellent. Well, tell me a little bit about the program down here. You guys, I know you do a lot of flying in the morning and in the evening. Your main flying activity is early in the morning when there's no wind.
Right. We launch powered parachutes early in the morning, and we fly them for about an hour, and we wrap them up, and then we open up the field from 7:30 until noon with fixed-wing aircraft. So we have a big block of time where anybody that comes into the field and wants to fly at AirVenture Oshkosh, down on the farm, we give them every opportunity to do that.
And what is the best time for people who are wandering around AirVenture to come down here to Ultralights for the full experience?
Well, either the morning flying session is great. We have announcers down on the field that add some levity and some information for the people visiting. Our morning flight times start at 6:30. Powered parachutes will be flying then. You can see that if you're into that. 7:30 through noon, the fixed wing. And then after that, we fly helicopters for several hours after that. And then the air show starts.
And then 6 p.m.? As soon as the air show's over?
6:30 p.m., we open up the field again, and all the fixed wing can go out and fly for an hour. From 6:30 till 7:30, we fly fixed, and then we transition into the lighter stuff, the powered parachutes, and those types of aircraft.
We sure do love coming down here every year to Ultralight. Tell us a little bit about what might be new this year.
Well, our salute to the Quicksilvers is new this year. We decided to add a theme and try to get any and all pilots and aircraft out here from that line of aircraft. They've been around since the early 70s, and they're still supported today. Their exhibitors are here on the exhibitors line with their newer aircraft, and we have vintage stuff out here from 1970 on display. We have some very new aircraft. I flew my Quicksilver. I got a 84 MX Super. I flew that in, and I fly that almost daily out here on the field.
Where did you fly that from, Steve?
I flew in from Menominee Falls, about 60 some miles south of here.
That should have been a pleasant flight, huh?
It's a short trip.
Yeah. What's the longest flight you've done with your Quicksilver?
I've flown no more than about 89 miles or so. It's a recreational aircraft. I don't use it for work or anything like that. It's for the pure enjoyment of flying.
Typically, what altitude do you fly at?
From the ground to, let's say, 500 feet, and there's nothing interesting any higher.
As long as you're clearing the treetops, you're good, right?
A little over that. We keep it safe.
Of course, safety is a number one priority. Tell us about some of the programs that you have down here in Ultralights.
Well, we have seminars going on daily. We have a lot of interesting topics over there in the seminar tent. We have a full schedule. We have a tech tent with Stewart Systems giving two-hour seminars each day in our technical tent. And then beyond that, we have a chapter's tent where chapter people can come down and meet other chapter members from all over the world. We really enjoy sitting down and talking to people from just about everywhere.
Now, Ultralights is a part of regular EAA. It's not a separate division like Vintage or Warbirds of America. It's supported directly by EAA, so there's no special membership required to hang in an Ultralights at all, is there?
No, there's not. If you want to fly in and you read the NOTAM and you follow the rules, you're welcome.
Now, is there any types of restriction on who or what can land at the Ultralight runway?
Yeah, it's at the pilot's discretion for the most part. You don't want to bring a big, heavy aircraft into a 1,200-foot grass strip.
I know my group brought a Curtis Jenny from California a number of years ago and found that this was the safest place to land the Jenny at Oshkosh. So we landed it right here on your Ultralight runway, and then we towed it up to the Vintage area.
Right, right.
It's a beautiful runway. You guys maintain a beautiful runway out here.
Yeah, a lot of the pilots enjoy the grass strip over the hard surface out on the main runway. It's just pleasant to fly out here. There's plenty of room for our light aircraft at those speeds.
And speaking of speeds, what is the typical speed for ultralights, this type? Not light sport, but the ultralights.
Ultralights are typically in the 30 to 45 mile an hour range. That's about it.
And what do they stall? So they stall at 30?
They'll stall from anywhere from 18, 20, 25 miles an hour.
What's the funnest ultralight you've ever flown?
Probably the Quicksilver. It's air in your face, nothing but a wide open view of the horizon. The engine's behind you. The noise is behind you. There's no glass in front of you. It's just like flying like a bird.
Now, powered parachutes, are they included down in your area down here?
They sure are.
And weight shift, I would suppose?
Yeah, weight shift, trikes, and those types of aircraft are welcome as well.
So tell us, you said spoke of forums, and we're going to talk to Dan Grunlow in a while, and I know he's your forums chairman.
Yes.
But what type of forums do you offer down here?
It covers a plethora of aviation. There's engine type seminars for specific types of engines. There's aircraft type seminars. It really runs the gambit. Anything having to do with lighter aviation, engines, maintenance, those types of things.
Now, you are the exhibits chairman.
Yes.
Tell us about the exhibits down here in the ultralight area.
Well, they come in and they camp out for the most part just like the volunteers do. They bring their rigs in and they, for the most part, right on site. And they sell right out of their booths. We set them up and try and take care of them and make them as comfortable as we can, but they have to deal with everything we do.
So how many vendors would you say you have here this year?
I think we have about 18 on site this year.
Yeah, it looks nice and full over there. A lot of activity, a lot of hustle and bustle. And let's tell the listeners how to get down here to Ultralights if you're new to Air Venture.
Just simply head south. Tram, you can. Head to the south end of the field. There's maps out for everyone to look at what color trams you have to take. There's a big tower down on this end with a blue object at the top of it. If you look on your map and you look for that blue tower, it says Ultralight on it. Come down to that tower and look to your right, and you're down on the farm.
Now, also, you guys have food down here. There, it looks like they're cooking up a storm over here at the restaurant right in front of the Ultralight pole there.
Yeah, there are food vendors down here, and you can get food and drink right on site. They have the normal vendors down on for lunch and dinner, and we also have a breakfast tent way down on the end here that serves an awesome breakfast.
Now, I don't usually promote smoking. However, there are not very many venues here at Air Venture where you can smoke, especially anywhere near the flight line. But I see that you guys have thought of the smokers, and you have a nice smoking area down here.
Yeah, we're friendly with everyone. We want everyone to have a good time, and we don't want to exclude anyone, but we have to stay safe. So we just put together a small smoking area out in front of the barn only. And if you have to smoke, that's where we'd like you to go.
And let's talk about some of the requirements now. If anybody might be interested in becoming an ultralight pilot, what process would they go through?
Well, first of all, I would get information. AA and ask about the ultralight programs and get information in your hands so you're familiar with the rules and regulations. After you do that and you decide that's what you want to do, I would find a local instructor that would give you a ride.
Is there a resource for that?
Yeah. Through the EAA, there's an instructor's list that you can get right online. You can look in your locality, and you can find somebody convenient to you in the type of aircraft that you're interested in.
So let's talk about some specifics. Like once you start, how many hours do you need to have? Is there a requirement published for solo? These are 109 ultralights, right, that we're talking about?
103, part 103. Yes. There's not really any requirement for instruction to fly an ultralight. You can, if you'd really like to, you can jump in one and just take off.
Oh, boy.
It's highly recommended to get instruction from a local instructor in light aircraft. They do fly differently from the big stuff, and you need to be familiar with those characteristics before you just jump in and go. There's a lot of guys out there that'll show you the ropes. Typically takes about 20 hours of instruction to do it right and to do it safely.
And during those 20 hours, what do you do?
Well, you start out with some ground instruction, getting familiar with the aircraft and its statistics and its capabilities, and then you'll go flying. And you'll fly with an instructor, and you fly off of a program. You start with straight and level flight, and you work your way into maneuvers, and you learn everything you can about flying and flying straight. Then you start to practice your pattern maneuvers. You get into takeoffs and landings and learn about how to deal with traffic.
Speaking of patterns and traffic, you guys have a very special pattern down here at Ultralights. Tell us how that works and how you stay out of the way of the main runway over here.
Well, for all the pilots out there, you read the NOTAM and you follow it. For non-pilots, we have specific procedures that we have to study and memorize. We also have briefings each day that tell us about the flying conditions. And if you've never been here before and you want to fly, you take about a 45-minute briefing that they steps you right through the pattern in both directions and what to look for. It includes pictures and graphics to help us understand what things look like from the air when you're up there.
Excellent. Well, Steve, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk more about ultralights in just a minute. Jay Montgomery, we are down on the farm at Ultralights. We are on the fly.